From the ballrooms.
Hello, Iowa!
To the brew halls.
It's good to be back in Hawkeye country. I tell you what, man, it's been a while.
The campaign for the Democratic nomination for president is underway in the state of Iowa. The focus of the crowded field of candidates, 24 by last count, is centered on one topic, or rather, one person.
Defeating Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
But before they can challenge President Donald Trump in the November 2020 general election, candidates first need to win the support of Iowa Democrats, such as Michael Ryan. Iowa is the first contest in early 2020 where voters choose their preference for the candidate to challenge Trump.
I'm ready for somebody young and new to take over.
That's why Ryan is backing 37-year-old South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the first major presidential candidate who is openly gay.
Because he's young, articulate, fresh, new.
I think women need to have more of a voice in what's going on.
Former Iowa State Senator Beverly Hannon.
I was elected in 1984 to the Democratic caucus in the Iowa Senate. I was the only woman and 29 men.
Says she is encouraged by the record number of women running for the Democratic nomination this election cycle. But her support is behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
In the need to defeat Trump.
Who identifies as a Democratic socialist.
I think it's a scandal that we don't have universal health care here. And that's one of the reasons I really like Bernie.
For Cedar Rapids voter Teresa Kyle, 2020 is all about one issue.
The $15 minimum wage.
She believes former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the front runner in early polling, is the best candidate to deliver on the issue.
He's fighting for our minimum wage, housing, hopefully.
While Iowa Democratic Party voters are currently split on who should get the opportunity, most say in the end they will support the nominee and are united in their opposition to President Trump.
I think Donald Trump's been a disaster for the country.
I would really like to see us get back to where somebody more respectful is in the White House, that respects the presidency, that works for all the people, doesn't call other people names.
The path to the White House for Democrats runs through Iowa, scheduled on February 3rd, 2020. The current date for voters to choose their nominee at caucus locations statewide. Whoever ultimately wins could face an uphill battle at the ballot boxes in the November 2020 general election in Iowa, a swing state President Trump and Republicans won decidedly in the 2016 presidential election. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.